Blog Talk Radio.
Fashion, the makings of a dream. Follow the light, chase after your goal. Don't give up the fight. Travel that road, shoot for the stars. So follow your dreams and follow your heart.
All about all the goals you set, how you execute. Stay on your path, long as you believe, then you will have. Be who you want to be, live the lifestyle with luxury. Poker face, don't let them see what you're going through. If you chase your dreams, you will succeed.
All you want is a mansion,
a condo in Manhattan, a ski lodge in the Aspens, beachfront in the Hamptons. Know you gotta keep trying, know you gotta keep fighting. Gets hard sometimes, trying to filter out the hate with all that lying. So just push past them skeptics, jump over the yes men, skate across that road ish. Still sticking to your plan, still following your dreams.
Greetings and peace to our radio listening audience, and thanks once again for joining us on our radio broadcast show, The Reality of the Creator, by Imam Shahid Shabazz, our host. Our apologies for being late this morning. We had a little technical difficulty here that had to be cleared up. But we pray that all of you are patient and are still waiting. We have a great show for you again. The title of the show today will be The Month of Ramadan, Better Than a Thousand Months. In the month of Ramadan, the Creator of all creation revealed to humankind his final or last message of truth to save humankind from self-destruction. So we must all understand that the Holy Quran was revealed in this month, in the night of power. And what is the night of power? The night of power represents the power of Allah's spirit, awakening the human soul back to human life, which is spiritual life. We want to thank you again and remind you that you're listening to the radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. And we will now give you Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Assalamu alaikum to the listening audience. And always we greet you with the greetings of peace, because we know that peace is the best reward. Peace is the best wealth that a human being can have. Without the peace, the salam, the peace of Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the human being will self-destruct. So we need the salam, the peace of Allah. So we greet people of the world. Assalamu alaikum, peace be unto the world. We pray that Allah's peace will come on this earth again for the final time, real soon. And it is so decreed by Allah that this will happen. And nothing in Allah's creation can resist his power and can resist his plan. All Allah has to do for anything to be is say the words, kun fayakun, be, and it becomes, it is. That's all he has to do, and it's already done. Everything is already written. That's the way we want to start, and we want to start with a prayer for this great month of Ramadan. And this prayer is related to Ramadan. And Allah says, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allah says, with the name Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Allah says of the month of Ramadan, he says, he revealed the Quran in the month of Ramadan, in the night of power, the night of power. Now, we want to elaborate a little bit on power. First of all, you know, you look at people and you look at the world today and you see a lot of people think they got power and they call the people rich, materially they're rich and powerful. They are not rich, nor are they powerful with material, so-called substance, or being in a position where they got a lot of money, in a position where they are so-called powerful. All power is with Allah, first of all, people. Almighty God, Allah, have all power. So if the human being don't have the grace and the mercy of Allah in their life, they can gain the whole world. But as we see in the world, they will lose their soul, which means they will lose their mind. And when they lose their mind, one brother called it Majnun. In Arabic, it means they become insane. So we see a world of insane people because they have forgot their creator, and they have, as such, forgot their soul and doomed themselves to self-destruction. You got now them trying to, they done did it. This American government done justified homosexuality, lesbianism, men marrying men, women marrying women. So when they did this in the days of old in Sodom and Gomorrah, Allah destroyed that city. And Allah say in the Quran, I don't change. You won't find no change in my ways of dealing with the unbelievers or the believers. Yes, Allah don't change people. So we need to really think deep on what's being said, because life as we know it in the animal form that we're in is about over people. And life as we know it in the material world is about over people. It's about over. Allah said he created the heavens and the earth for justice and for a term appointed, a limited period of time. That limited period of time is just about over. Allah repeats this over and over in the Quran. So I just want you to know that this night of power, and the Quran, Allah says also in this prayer, it's a prayer, the Quran is a prayer. He says that in this month, Ramadan, he said that he have blessed this month to be better for the humankind than 1,000 of our months. And if you just add up 1,000 months, you will see that's a little while there. That's a number of years. Right now, I'm not going to try to go into how many it is, 50 or whatever, but that's on up there. Now, but the thing that it ain't about the number being technical, it's about the message, the spiritual message, that this month is better for the believer in than 1,000 months, because in this particular month, you see the world as it is, corrupt, wicked. The whole world was transformed 1,400 and something odd years ago. The whole world was just like it is today. It was corrupt, wicked. Most people were wicked. They were lovers of themselves and the material things, not Allah the Creator. And in this month, Almighty God, Allah, revealed his final revelation. Final means there is no more revelations to come after the Quran. So final revelations to the world, it means what it said. If the Christian, the Jews, or the Buddhists, or the Hindus, or Catholics, or whatever you call yourself, if you're looking for any revelations to save you or to help you to solve your problem, you're going to come up short. Because the only revelation that can save the world today is the same revelation that brought the world back to civilized thinking and humanity, and that is the Holy Quran, and it was revealed to Prophet Muhammad, the last prophet, prayers and peace be upon him for all humankind. So a little history on this month. This month is the most blessed of all months. This month, Almighty God, Allah, will bless you with so many blessings if you go into this month recognizing that I am trying to please my Creator and show my gratitude to him for all his mercy and his grace that he showers upon me even when I don't deserve it. He still has mercy on me. He showers his grace upon me even though I'm not deserving of it. So this is an opportunity for us to show the greatest gratitude to our Creator by not eating in the daytime, by not drinking anything in the daytime, and not having sexual intercourse if we're married in the daytimes with our spouses. So give that time just in thicker remembrance of our Creator and his grace and mercy upon us at all times, you see. And there's great rewards, great rewards for doing this here. And I want to share one of the great rewards that is narrated, founded in the recitation of the Quran by a couple of scholars. And this is very powerful. Please listen carefully. It's for Muslim, but it's for all people. It is narrated by Abdullah ibn Mas'ud that the messenger of Allah said, whoever reads one letter of the book, the Quran, Allah shall give that person a record for that person for every good a good deed for every ayat. If he read, he will get a tenfold reward. Ten rewards for just reading one ayat. One. And he goes on to say, I do not say that Aleph Lam Mim is a letter, but Aleph is a letter and Lam is a letter and Mim is a letter. Okay, upon deeper examination of this hadith, saying the Prophet Muhammad, the observant person discovers one of the true hidden treasures found in the Holy Quran, the Quran, which was not lost on the earlier generations. It has been narrated that many of the early Muslims used to measure time not by seconds and minutes, but by how many ayats or verses could be recited from the Quran. When you realize that you could have obtained an extra 10,000 rewards, hasanat, if you had only taken five minutes less to eat your meal, then you will come to understand this beautiful point. One page of the Quran, for example, the last page of the Quran contains Surah Al-Ikhlas, Al-Falaq, and Al-Nas, accounts for over 2,500 rewards. Most Muslims can recite these surahs properly in just a few minutes, and yet we the Muslims miss such great reward because we don't watch over our time carefully. We ask Allah to bless us in our time, especially during the month of Ramadan, but our whole lifetime, which is short, so that we can make the Quran, the Holy Quran, our companion, and that we frequently read the Quran and let the Quran be on our tongues, in our thoughts, in our hearts at all times. There are so many blessings, you can't count them. So Allah is a creator that rewards his creatures for obedience without measure, without counting them. So people, who wouldn't want to serve and worship their creator who is so merciful? In fact, all praise is due to the creator, Allah, Almighty God. Allah said when he decreed his creation in the heavens and the earth, he said he decreed that his mercy prevails over his wrath. So you see, we have a most merciful creator. This tells me, people, that we should not take his mercy for granted. Almighty God, Allah is so merciful. I'll say this much here, too. Almighty God, Allah say right now, every human being, the best of us, he said none of us right now, and never we never can for our lifetime, do enough good that would that the good that we do would earn us paradise here to Jannah, his eternity. Nobody. Because as human beings, we're weak. And the sooner we realize how weak we are as human beings, we will realize our dependency on our Creator. Everything that Allah created is dependent on Allah. Nothing is independent of His Creator. And anything that's cut off from the Creator is cut off from life. The Creator, Allah, is life. If you're cut off from Allah, the remembrance of Allah, people, you're cut off from your real life. That's why you got people dismembering people, cutting their body parts up, dismembering their body, eating the flesh of human beings, because they are worse than animals when they forget Allah. Allah said when the human beings forget him, the creator, Allah, the one creator, they forget their own souls and they fall to the laws of the law, meaning they'll do anything. Another thing I want to say to you all today is that life itself is symbolic. Water itself, I would say, is symbolic of life. You know, the human being is born in water, and we are in water for 9 months. And in that 9 months period, you see, the human being is living. been developed. The human being's life has been developed in the womb, in water, for 9 months. So what does this mean? This means that human life is developed, water being symbolic of morality, our life is developed in morality, good morality. Who's developing that life in the womb of the mother? It's God, Allah, the Creator. He's all good. So what it is, in essence, is saying, people, we want this world to change. We got to come back to our true nature, which is the baby nature. The baby is developed in the goodness and the love of Allah in the womb of the mother. The baby don't even know the mother before the baby know the Creator, Allah. The first connection the baby have is with Allah. It's with the Creator. So when the baby is conceived out of the mother's womb, the first thing the mother should teach the baby is La ilaha illallah, that there's no God but one Allah, one Creator. And the next thing the mother should teach that baby is Allahu Akbar, that the Creator, Allah, is greater than all his creation. So never associate anything with God. And the next thing that mother should teach that baby is that your Creator, Allah, you don't have to look outside of yourself to connect or to find him. He's inside of your soul and your heart. So whenever you're in a troubled situation, call on him inside of you, not outside of you. Don't go to no man. You got a direct connection with your Creator. You don't have no indirect, ain't no intercessor with him. You don't go through no man. You don't go through no tree. You don't go through the sun, the moon, the stars, nothing to connect with Creator, Allah, the Creator. You connect with him in your soul. He put some of his soul, I mean his spirit, in our soul, in our heart, and it gave us spiritual life. And when you forget your soul, you forget your real life as a spirit, and you become lower than the lowest animal. Animals don't just kill their children to be killing just for the hell of it and like doing it. Animals only kill when they're hungry and they kill to survive. Most people now kill for the pleasure of it because they have their mass June, as the brothers say. They are insane. They have lost their mind. Because they have lost their soul in that they have forgotten Almighty God Allah, their Creator, who is life, who gave the human being life. And he didn't just give us life and leave us to figure out what way to go in life. He gave us a purpose of life. He gave us guidance after he gave us life. And the purpose of life he gave us, he said, hey, listen, you serve me, you worship me, and you'll always have a good life. Okay? And he said, your purpose of life is to worship and serve me. And if you worship and serve me, you have a good life. You will have the heaven on earth. You won't have to wait to die to go to heaven. You have heaven on earth. You have peace on earth. You have justice on earth. And you have equality on earth. And everybody will live happy. And the racism does not come from the Creator. He created the human race. It's the Jews and the so-called whites that devise racism to control the people of color, to dominate the majority of people in the world. So, you know, people, we need to come back to sane thinking by coming back to the remembrance of Allah. And during this holy month of Ramadan, as I said again, there's so many blessings that you can receive, Muslims and non-Muslims, but especially Muslims. And I say this because, first of all, in order to come back to your Creator the correct way, there's what's called the Shahada, or the Shahadatain, some said, and it's a declaration of faith, declaring one's faith back to the Creator, the correct way. And I'll say it in Arabic, and I'm not trying to impress none of you all who speak Arabic. I'm just trying to get the truth to the people, so always remember that. And I'm not trying to be smart, but it's a lot of Muslims, a majority of them, they try to use the Arabic to speak over people's head. But this declaration and the show off, it says, wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadu Rasulullah. And what we're saying
translated in English is that there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is the last prophet of Allah. Okay? And once you do that, then you have officially been accepted back by God as being the human being that he created you, the spiritual human being that he created you, and you join the majority of people that in the world are Muslims. You join the your big Muslim family, billions of Muslims all over the world. And then you will be accepted by your Creator for him to guide you again out of spiritual ignorance into spiritual enlightenment, guide you out of mental darkness into mental enlightenment, where you can distinguish right from wrong. You know who your friend is from your enemy. You won't take your enemy to be your friend, you see, because most Muslims today are your enemies. Most Muslims have turned their backs on true al-Islam, like the Jews did, like the Christians did. Now most Muslims have followed suit. And the Muslims, Christians, and Jews, the three major religions, the majority of people in all of them, they're cursed. They're under the curse of Allah. Why are they under the curse of Allah? Because they have betrayed their Creator. Can't nobody tell the Creator what's right or wrong. He's the author of right and wrong. You can't make up your own laws as you go along in life. The Creator have already established his laws. And as long as you follow his laws, you will never go astray and no harm can come to you. He will protect you. But when you start putting in what you want in his way of life and taking out what you want to suit you, that's called bidda or innovation. And him, or the Creator, Allah, and his prophet Muhammad, his last prophet, say, every time you practice bidda, innovation, you go astray from the straight path that leads to Allah. And he said, every time you go astray, you enter the hellfire. Yes. See, another thing I want to say today during this holy month of Ramadan, the most blessed month, is people, you know, life is temporary for the human being as an animal, in the animal form. But life for the human being, the real life, is eternal. So Almighty Allah, he instructs us in the Quran to use everything that we have in this life only as a temporary convenience for this life in this world. But he says, use them also to understand that the greatest reward that you get for obeying him is not material rewards. The greatest rewards that you get is nearestness to God. It's his good pleasure which brings you closer to him, because he says in the Quran, and I'll pause after this here, he says, all that's with us as human beings, all the material things, our physical body must pass away. But he says, all that's with him and his world, unseen, will endure or last forever. I thank you for your time. At this time, we'll turn the show back over to the co-host and see if we have any guests that want to come on. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum, and thank you, our radio listening audience. Wow, the brother is giving a powerful, powerful message to us today, and we must understand that the month of Ramadan is a month that we as Muslims take very serious, because it's giving us another chance, as we say, to get it together, to get our lives together, to understand why we're here and what our purpose is, and to come back to our Creator, come out of this world, and come back to the work and the life that he has designed and chosen for us to live, which is the best life to live. And we thank Allah for blessing us with such a merciful Creator, that he's constantly giving us chance and chance again to come back to him, to turn back, come back to that straight path, to obey him, to do his will. Because he wants all of us, he wants all of us to be in paradise. He doesn't want anybody going to the hellfire. He loves us. We are his creation, and his special creation. And he loves us so much that he keeps calling us back when we keep going astray. But he only gives us so much time to correct ourselves, to hear the call. And it's later than you think. So we're going to say to you, I don't see anyone on yet, a guest on, who would like to talk. So therefore, I'm not going to hold you up. I'm going to allow Imam Shaheed Shabazz to continue with that beautiful radio discussion that he is giving to you today, the talk that he has. And as usual, he is so powerful, I tell you. He's really, really giving out information that we know is coming from the Creator. It couldn't be coming from any place else but the Creator to him. Because the way he's explaining to us the will of our Creator and explaining to us our purpose on earth, we know we've never heard anyone explain to us the way he explains to us so clearly that we can understand. And with everything that's happening today, that's going on today, all these warning signs for us to see and know that the end is just about here and we need to get it together. We want to thank Allah for him, for his reminders, so we can open up our eyes and see if our eyes were closed. Now I will give you back to our speaker, our host speaker, Imam Shaheed Shabazz.
Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum again to you all. That is peace be unto you all again. I want to say, first of all, that actions are but by intentions. So always remember that before you act, if you don't think, you'll always go wrong. And another thing I want you to learn as a message of wisdom for all of us, me and you all too, and that is that any time you have doubt about what you're doing wrong. The Creator, Allah, say, leave that which makes you doubt for that which does not make you doubt. Now we want to go a roundabout way, it's still on the subject of spirituality, life of the human being during this blessed month of Ramadan. You see, we had an incident down in Charleston, South Carolina. I'm from North Carolina myself. It's just as racist. This whole country, the United States, is racist. It was founded on racism. Whoever the first president was, George Washington, whoever, they founded this country on racism. As a matter of fact, when the European came here, they weren't the first people here and act like this their country, talking about their country, black people taking over their country, Jews taking over their country, and Spanish people taking over their country. What are they talking about? Their country? This country was inhabited. If you go back, over 600 years ago, you will see that this country was inhabited with the Native Americans we call Indians, Spanish people, Indians. And these Europeans didn't even know America existed 800 years ago. So how in the world is this day country, the white people country? So this is important for you African Americans in particular, because you see, African American people, you're your own worst enemy today. You love your enemy, but your enemy don't love you. And Almighty God, Allah, tell us in the Holy Quran, he said, Satan is your enemy, so treat him as your enemy. But you know, most black people or so-called African-American, we have an enemy, and that enemy is the so-called white man. That enemy is the so-called Jew. Those are our two greatest enemies. Now, a lot of you may be wondering, oh, he said all Jews are bad, all white people are bad. No. I'm saying the ones that can affect your life and determine how you're going to live and how long you're going to exist as a human being, they're the ones, I'm saying they are devils, they are chins, they are ungodly spirits. They teach their children to hate black people like they taught that little 21-year-old innocent young man to kill those people. They raised him up and nurtured him like you nurture a food in a field. And they nurtured that young man and taught him racism, taught him to hate blacks.
hate Jews, but to hate blacks more than anybody. Why did they teach him to hate blacks more than they taught him to hate Jews? And why didn't he go in a Jew church synagogue and kill 9 out of 10 Jews? Why didn't he go in a Spanish church and they teach him to hate Spanish? White people teach him to hate Spanish people too. They're taking over our country. Why didn't he go in a Spanish church and kill 9 or 10 or 12 or even more people? Because the so-called white man in America running the United States government are not running it, because they ain't running it. They're running it in the hole. But these old ungodly, diabolic, wicked people in the United States government, they still teaching this old racism. You can see them, how they teach it in the slanders and backbiting and how ugly and nasty they talk about President Obama, calling them niggers, monkey, coon, and all that kind of stuff. I read out in the open, saying he having affairs with women and all that, lying on the man. Because they fear us. That's why. You know why white people do us like they do us? And Jews, they fear us. You know why? Because they know our glorious history of kings and rulers of the earth. They know we were the first people that Almighty God, Allah, created. And they know we are the people that Almighty God blessed to be their mother and father. They came from us. What do I mean for those of you who don't understand what you call it, genealogy or whatever, when it deals with the genes or the DNA of people? The first man and woman on earth was Adam and Eve. And Adam and Eve was black. Jesus was black, whether you know it, for all you who think he was white. Moses was black. Solomon was black. Abraham was black. And yes, even Prophet Muhammad, he was black too. He won't know, he was a man of color. All of the Asiatic people were people of color. The people from Europe and the West, those were the pale-skinned people. But where did they come from? They come from over in the East. Their parents is in the East. They migrated, some of the people, original people migrated to different parts of the world. And as they migrated to different parts of the world, the climate, they had to adapt to the climate. So that's how the European and the Jews, the light-skinned or pale-skinned, became pale because they left home. Well, they was at home in Africa, so-called Africa, Asia, they were gone. And when they migrated there to Europe, where it was cold and they were farther away from the sun, then they became pale because the sun was not there to keep that color, that beautiful color on them any longer. That's the history of color. And then also, you have to understand, like President Obama said, to solve the problem of racism in America, you can't blame that child. You can't even blame these white police has been killing people like Trayvon Martin and others, Amadou up in New York and others. You can't blame them alone and think, oh, let's keep blaming white people. They're the cause of racism. And, you got to keep on talking about telling them and letting them know how racist they are. No. You don't solve a problem by talking about it. You solve a problem by getting to the root of the problem. Now, you want to help me go along with me to the root? Let's go to the root of the problem, and then we can solve the problem. So we want to get to the root of the problem in a day during this month of Ramadan. Okay, now, I myself didn't even know, but I study a lot, so the Creator blesses me to get information that I didn't have before, every day, all the time. Racism, I used to think like most blacks think now, is they think racism is one race disliking another race. White people just don't like black people. And that's why they call us black and themselves white, meaning we're bad and they're good. That's why they don't like Jews. Racism doesn't have nothing to do with people not liking each other's skin color. Racism has everything to do with power. One race wanting to dominate and control another race. And racism has to do a lot with economics. because the race that controls the economics of another race also controls that race. Then that race can make themselves into a god over that race, because that race can't do anything for itself unless it goes through this race. So it has to have economic to go with its power dynamic. And this is what the Jews and Gentiles know. So they said, long as we bring these Negroes, these blacks to this country, strip them of all of the knowledge they had when they were civilization builders, they're still trying to figure out how we build the pyramids over in Egypt. Didn't have all of this modern technology, but had strong faith in a way of life called Islam. And the Creator, all he has to do when he wants anything done, Allah say kun, fayakun. That's how they build the pyramids. Allah said kun, fayakun. To all of those true believing Muslim Africans, so-called Africans, Asiatic black men and women, he said, kun, fayakun. And he put the knowledge and the wisdom in their head and put the two, and he gave them the strength to lift those boulders and put them all the way up in the sky like that. That's how they did it. It's called a miracle. Almighty God, Allah, been working miracles ever since the world, he created the world. Just like when he told Prophet Musa, Moses, hit the sea with thy rod, and the sea that fired it. This ain't no story. This is reality. This happened. Because Allah have all power. Nothing he created has any power. White people don't have no power. The only power that evil or anybody can have over another person is the power you give them. You don't give them no power, they won't have no power. So the way you kill racism, black people, African Americans, go back in time and study your history and learn where you come from. Beyond what the white man has taught you, his lies of over 500 years. Go back to the continent of Africa, or so-called Africa. It's really Asia. He named it after white man, Africanus, after he conquered parts of it. And then they eventually conquered the whole continent and named it after him. That's how they done. They go, they like a dog. When a dog or animal go and he urinate in a certain territory to let the other animals know, this is my territory. Well, they're like an animal in that sense. They go and conquer territory, and they put their name on it. This is ours now. John. It's property. People, it's called wake-up time now. We don't have much time to wake up. And this racism and this hatred is going to continue until Allah stop it. Because most of the Muslims are so-called Muslims in America, they're westernized, and they want to get the approval of white people. They want white people to accept them, and they done started, they've been doing it. They're teaching a brand of Islam where it's watered down. I done been to some of the meetings and seen them. They are infiltrators. They are FBI agents, CIA agents. They work for this diabolic government to teach false, untrue Islam, bigger their own corrupt innovations along with this ungodly government to try to make Islam seem like it's the troublous religion in the world, so that people will turn away from Islam. And they'll be turning away from their only hope. The only way they can be free is through the whole truth and nothing but the truth, which is Islam. They know this. But Almighty God, Allah, say, man plans, and he plans, and he's the best planner. So by them trying to turn people, this United States government, the United States government, and the Israel government, the Jews over there in Israel, trying to turn people away from Islam, they're only causing the Creator, Allah, who have all power, to bring more people into Islam, even their own people. They can't stop the plan of Allah. They're insane. They're mass June, as the brothers say, they're insane. I want to say this too. You can tell that Allah getting ready to destroy America, because Allah say when he get ready to destroy a people or an individual, he first makes them demented. Demented means insane. I've never seen the people in America more insane than any people in the world. Yeah, we got people insane all over the world, but not like in America. America is the leading nation in insanity. And like the Pope of Rome said, Pope John Paul II, peace be upon him, I like him. He said America's culture is a culture of death. In this country, America, they thrive off murder. Their economy is built on corruption, drugs, prostitution, murder, wars. They start wars so they can go around the world and take all the natural resources that people got, especially in the richest part of the world, which is called Africa. They start wars. The Vietnamese, they start wars. Ain't a war this country ever lied and said we're at war with the Chinese. They're at war with people because they're trying to take over the world. Go and take over them people, country. Take everything they got and kill them all. They're murderers. The United States government is ran by murderers, liars, robbers, and thieves. And haters of people of color. They hate us. And they show it every day. How you going to love somebody who hates you? Now, you see how them black people trusted that white boy? How you going, why you going to trust your enemy and you don't even trust your own people? Every time you trust your enemy, you're going to get killed. Your enemy is out to kill you, black people, black Americans. And you know why you trust white people? Because you've been trained and taught like a dog in slavery. I said a dog. Even the white people say dog is their best friend. They don't even call y'all their best friend. And y'all love them more than they dogs love them. Y'all licking black people, Muslims too, licking and lacking all up in black people's face and kissing their behind more than their dogs do. I'm telling you like it is. You might not like it, but hey, the truth hurts. But if you accept it, it'll heal you. Almighty God, Allah said he revealed in the Holy Quran, his message of truth as a healing for the diseases in our hearts as human beings. Not in our minds or head, in your heart. And he said he never changed the conditions of people until they first change what's in their heart. Change what's in your soul. Like that evil and hatred that was in that young white boy's soul and heart. See, if somebody could have got to him and reached him and told him that Almighty God created Allah, created all people equal, and he said you're not a true human being until you love for other human beings what you love for yourself. If he could have got that when he was raised up and been born, he was born with it and raised up with it, then you would have seen a different story. He never would even thought of doing anything like that. But your teaching is what make you who you are. If you're taught to be a liar, you are from a baby, you're going to grow up to be a liar. If you're taught to be righteous when you're a baby, you're going to grow up and be, if you're taught to be truthful, you're going to grow up and be truthful. And we're even taught this, and it's true. I'm a witness of it. If you teach a child right from the beginning, from conception, from a baby, that child may stray from the good teachers you've taught it. But 9 times out of 10, that child will come back because it's already that child's nature to do right. But if you teach a child from his conception, evil, racism, hatred, and that child grows up to become an adult and reach adulthood and going on into like 20, 30 on up, it's going to be very difficult for that child to come back because you didn't give that child a right foundation of righteousness and truth. And morality, good morality, and love for God and love for their fellow humans. You didn't teach them that. So they don't know that. All they know is the hatred that you taught them. So you raised a monster. You raised a robot, a killing machine to go out and kill all the people you trained it to kill. And most white people are trained. They are people. For the over 500-something years we've been here, they trained their people to hate black people. Never trust them. Even if you befriend them to betray them, to get what you want out of them, but don't never trust them. And you don't ever think about loving them because they ain't even capable of loving you back because they're not human beings. They're animals. They're three-fifths of a human being, which means they're not really even human. They are animal. Straight out. So you can't love an animal. Even if you get with them, you have sex with them, know and understand you're having sex with an animal, not a human being, they ain't got the capacity to love you, so expect to get no love from them. Just get your little pleasure home, and if they got any money or any valuables, take them and then leave them alone. Let them then kill them animals. You don't like this, do you? A lot of you. Well, guess what?
I love it.
So with no further delay, I want to say that, you know, I know a lot of you may have not been expecting to get this, but your freedom means to free your thoughts and your love for this world, which is unreal, and to love your creator whom you can't see, who's unseen inside of you. Learn to love your creator who you can't see and stop loving and trying to possess things you see that are not real, that are here today in a figure of speech and gone tomorrow. They're fleeting. But the creator is eternal. His world is eternal. The world we're living in is illusion. It's a mirage. And Almighty God say the things we call good. Oh, look at my good car. Look at my good wife. Look at my good children. Look at my good this, good that. He said these things in this world, even people, are goods and chattels of deception. You all get all wrapped up into this. Oh, is she good? He good. This good. And before you know it, that good you think was so good deceives you and turn evil on you. You can only know that Almighty God is all good. And all good lies in him. It's with him, not in anything he created. You want goodness? Want Allah. Again, you want goodness? You want good to come back to the world? Stop worshiping all kinds of false gods and come back to the worship of the one true Allah, the one true God, Allah. La ilaha illallah. No God to be worshipped but one God. Kulu Allahu ahad. Allahu Samad, lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakun lahu kufuwan ahad. Say, the Creator God is one. He's eternal. He's absolute. He's free of all needs, worthy of all praise. He begetteth not, nor is he begotten, and there is nothing like him to him. I mean, me. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Wow, wow, wow. Imam Shaheed Shabazz is teaching as usual. Yes, he is. He is really blowing it out, and he's bringing it to us. And we want to thank Allah for blessing us with Imam Shaheed Shabazz. And today he's speaking on month of Ramadan is better than 1,000 months. And we want to remind you, we're going to get back to the subject. He might have appeared to get a little off there, but he was still on the subject. The month of Ramadan, as we said again too, this is the time when we take the time to turn our devotion, all our sincere devotion to our Creator. We give him the praise. We fast during the month of Ramadan, and we fast to try to keep our minds away from the corruption and destruction of this world and the evil and turn it back to the good and concentrate on what it is that we should be doing to help make this a better world for us all to live. We turn our attention to our Creator. We focus on the destruction of mankind, how he's destroyed himself all over the world and for no reason at all. We focus on those that are being starved to death, humankind, without any food to eat. To know how miserable they must feel, we have this fast to remind us of those who are not as fortunate as we are, to have a nice roof over their heads, to have a nice bed to sleep in, to have a nice plate of food to eat every day, 3 times a day or more, some eat all day long. And there are some millions who can't even have a little piece to eat, who are searching for just anything to eat. And so we want to focus our attention back to that and try to think of how we can help make things better, what we can do to help make this world a better world for all humanity. And moms, I'm saying this to you. Come off those telephones, moms. Get out those mirrors beautifying yourself, Mom. Get off that bed after you've been up all night long and out all night long. And now you don't want your children to bother. Get away from me, you tell them. Get away from me. Come out of those streets, running the streets to the malls, to window shops, because most don't have the money to buy the things they really would like to have anyway. Mom, you have children. You have children who need you, who are crying for you to give an ear to them. Instead of talking on the phone so much, take the time to listen to them. Instead of the soap opera, turn it off and look at them and get to know them. Share your time with them, Mom, teaching them, helping them to see the right way. If they don't have you to turn to, who are they going to turn to? The streets, yes, yes. And they will find the company out in the streets that you don't want them to find. They will find the drug people waiting for them. They will find those who want to divert them in sex and evil ways of doing. And they will offer them a little money and set and turn them against you with word lies and deceits and words of evil. They have them doing wrong in life. And then you look at your child a few months later and you don't even know who that child is coming to you. What happened to it? Yes, Mom, but you can't blame the people in the street. You can't blame others for the thoughts that what's happened to us today. We can't. We need to get to know our neighbors. We need to come together and know each other. We need to work together. We need to reach out to each other. We take the time to listen to each other and support one another, encourage one another, and direct each other to the right when we've gone astray to the wrong way. We must be sympathetic of each other's problem because we all have problems and need somebody. We cannot keep blaming the other man for our faults. The fault today begins with self. Until you clean your own house up, until you do right for yourself and your neighbors and your family and your people, you can't expect anybody else to do right to you. You have to turn towards yourself, people, African-American people. We have to turn towards one another as others are turning towards each other, towards themselves, and work together, support one another, and produce things together, get businesses together. Take our children together. Keep them confined away from the streets and to a safe environment, a spiritual environment, a good environment for them to live in. Stop destroying yourself. Stop destroying the African-American race. And let's start to live it again. Regardless of what religion we chose, we are all from one Creator. We're all human beings. We're all one human family. We're all one creation. We need to show that. We have most everything we have is in common. We need food, clothes, shelter, and a means of sustaining ourselves. We have a lot that can bring us together to work towards that which is the best for humanity, the best for ourselves on earth, to get some of this earth for ourselves. And not see everybody else and go to them, begging them to give me a job, to let me have this and that. Please help me. Help self. Help your own self. Get what they got. Do what they're doing. Come together with your people. Love yourself. Love self. Love your people. This destruction out here is not for nothing. The warning signs that something has gone wrong, but it's not with the other person, it's with yourself that it's gone wrong. Let's get it together, African-American brothers and sisters. Let's come together. Let's do it for self like the others are doing for self. You've heard this message too many years now. You've heard it with Marcus Garvey. You've heard it with the younger large Muhammad. You've heard it with the man Warren Muhammad. People have been crying out for you, trying to show you, give examples of you, show you that you can do it for self. Help you to get businesses. Sorry to take you to build hospitals and schools. Showing you that you can get your own schools, raise and teach your own children, and produce good products. Good products to go out here and represent you. Yes, you can do it. You've done it for everybody else, for all these other societies. They're living off of what you did for them. Now let's see want to remind you now that you're listening to the radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shapar, the reality of the Creator. And today we're bringing you the month of Ramadan. It's better than 1,000 months. We will be talking on the month of Ramadan for the remainder of the month, the month that we are fasting in. And again, we're fasting not just a physical fast, but a spiritual fast, which is more important. And we want to get our lives together. Fast for morality, good morality. And remove this evil, corrupt, destructive morality from our souls and ourselves that we have become a part of in this world. Yes, fast for that which is good and to remove that which is not good. Let us come together as one human race, one human family of African Americans here. We have enough to have a nation within a nation. We have the resources, all we need. We just need to get it together within ourselves, within our souls, and start doing together, start treating each other right, loving one another, supporting one another, and encouraging one another, and helping that your poor brother who doesn't have, helping him to get, showing him how to get, so that he can reach out and help someone else like you helped him. That's the way it goes. And now, without any further delay, I want to remind you that you're listening to the radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shapar, the reality of the Creator, and it costs money, people. It costs money to bring this broadcast to you. And the brother's working hard and teaching hard to reach you. And we pray that in July, you will open your heart to give us some type of support to help us to keep the show going, to keep the talk show going for you on Sundays from 10:30 to 12:30. And now, Imam Shahid Shapar.
Thank you very much. Again, I greet my beloved radio listener audience in the greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum. At this time and point and stage of the talk, I want to talk about self-restraint. Almighty Allah, the Most High, says in his final revelations in the Quran that he has revealed his book, the Quran, during this month, in the night of power, that we may learn our self-restraint. The problem in the world with all of us, beginning with myself, all people, is self-restraint. But Almighty God said if we can restrain ourselves, self-desires, then we can obey his will. You see, this is what we must understand, people. Almighty God Allah says again, I probably said it before, but it's necessary right now. You see, all the good that happens to us as humankind, human beings, come from him, Allah. He's all good. You see, all the bad that happens in our life, they come from ourselves. So that being the truth, we need to learn self-restraint, self-control. But the only way we can learn self-restraint and self-control is by giving up our will, submitting our will or our ways to the will or ways of Almighty Allah, which is the Holy Quran. His words in the Quran. His words in the Quran will give us the strength and the ability to learn to control our ungodly desires, our ungodly appetites, our ungodly hatred of ourselves, our ungodly hatred of other people, you see. Then we'll learn to love. Then we'll learn to want for our brother what we want for ourselves. Well, Almighty God Allah says in the Holy Quran, discipline and obedience are necessary, are essential to serve him. And I see so many Muslims quoting Arabic, showing off with Arabic, trying to impress people with the pronunciation, recitation of the beautiful Arabic in the Holy Quran that Allah revealed this truth to Prophet Muhammad, and don't even know what they're talking about. You look at their life, and you see them doing things contrary to what they're reading or quoting, even in the Arabic language. So I want to say this to all of you all, right now, today, during this blessed month of Ramadan. Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm saying it in the way that I know it, in the way Allah accepted from me. So that's fine and good enough with me. It means prayers and peace be upon the Prophet Muhammad. Prophet Muhammad said, the learned, that's it. Bad patient. The learned are those who practice what they know. So you can talk Islam all you want, whether it's in Arabic, Spanish, English. If you ain't living the moral concepts in the Quran, you don't know the Quran. A tree is known by the fruits it bears. Well, I'm from the South, and in my neighborhood called Haiti, in Durham, North Carolina, we had, just in the neighborhood, there wasn't no farm, but you would have thought you was on a farm because we grew our own food, peach trees, apple trees, plum trees, you name it, walnut, pecan tree, all kinds of fruit trees. We grew our own vegetables. Every other person had a garden with vegetables. We grew our own food. And I want to just say this. I like to use this as an analogy. I've never seen my mother, me or any of us, plant, for instance, a cabbage seed and got a watermelon back. If we planted a cabbage seed, it grew a cabbage. If we planted a watermelon seed, you got a watermelon. But you got these people in religion today, even in Islam, saying they believe in Allah. I believe in God. I love the Lord. Alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar. They done made religion a fad. They talking religion and living as fools. They contradict what they say. The proof of your faith ain't in talking, it's in the way you live. People, Islam is a way of life. It's not a religion. But most Muslims done turn Islam into a religion where they just go through empty rituals without understanding the meaning behind the ritual. What do Almighty God Allah mean when he say make salat? What do he want you to get out of salat? What do he want you to get out of fasting? There's reasons he wants you to fast. There's reasons he wants you to make salat, the times he wants you to make them. I want to say this too. Prophet Muhammad, the prayer and the peace be upon him, said for Muslims and other people the world over, all people, he said mainly you're Muslim because we are to be examples of Shaheed witnesses for all mankind. All right? That's what the prophet said. He said that you see people, inshallah, you have to understand that, you know, righteousness, it's first of all, it's good morality. And wrongdoing is that which wavers in your soul and what you dislike people finding out about. That wasn't exactly what I wanted to say. It's so many thoughts the Creator's bringing to me, so he just told me to bring that out because the problem in the world today is a problem of morality. People don't have morality. They don't have morals. But in the book of Allah, Allah says, do you enjoin right conduct on the people? Talk to the Muslim. And then you for read my book, which gives you right guidance, and you don't follow my guidance yourself. He said, do you not understand that the Jews did that? The Christians did that? And I cursed them. Now Allah have cursed most Muslims because most Muslims, they read the Quran, study the hadith, the sayings of the Prophet Muhammad. They study his sunnah, his life example, but they won't follow his life example. They do what they want to do. They lie like the Jews and Christians do on Allah, and they lie on his prophet, Muhammad, too. And they'll say, Allah says it's all right to do this, and no, it's a lie, it's haram, forbidden. They say his prophet Muhammad says it's all right to do this, too. And no, they lying on the prophet, know that that's haram, it's forbidden. And if you lie on Allah, you're going to pay for it, people. You lie on Almighty God, I don't care who you call yourself. You're not just going to pay here. You're not just going to suffer here in this world. And the suffering here is going to be misery, no matter what you get, money, how much sex you have, how much you freak out and do perverted things. You ain't going to find no happiness nowhere. Your little life here going to be a living hell, and not a living hell or existing hell, because when you're in hell, you ain't living, and you ain't dead. You just existing in torment, misery, suffering. And that's how most people are now, because they play with faith in Almighty God Allah. They take faith as a joke. They don't take it serious. In fact, in the Bible itself, that the most so-called Christians say they follow. This is true in the Holy Quran. You can see it true in the life of most people. It says in the Bible, in the last days of time, of evil in this world, most people would be lovers of themselves. That's why they would be destroyed. Because they wouldn't love Allah, their creator, and love each other. They would love themselves, and therefore, by loving themselves, they would destroy themselves and destroy each other. And that's exactly what's happening. So if you want to save yourself from this destruction, mass destruction that Allah, the creator, getting ready to destroy the whole world, you best come back to his righteousness. He cleaned the world of evil and wickedness in the days thousands of years ago during the lifetime of a prophet named Noah with water. Noah is here again. Why water? Water represents purification. So he cleaned and purified the world with water. Water. And now he's getting ready to clean the world again. But only this time he's not going to clean the world with water. This might surprise you. He's cleaning the world with fire. And this fire is called the burning fire of truth. One of the titles of this month of Ramadan, this blessed month, is called the burning. The burning means that Almighty God Allah, if you sincerely go through this month of fasting to please him with the sole intent of showing your gratitude to him for giving you life and then not leaving you but giving you guidance, is that he will burn out all of the sins that you done collected in your life up until this Ramadan. He will burn them out. Like a goldsmith burns out the dross of gold so that the gold will have value. Our life can have no value before Allah as long as we have sin and corruption in our life. We don't have a life. So Almighty God Allah has to burn the impurities out of our life. But you have to allow him to do this. Almighty God Allah also say, for you all who are fasting, he said, if you don't abstain from lying during this holy month, stealing, cheating, slandering, backbiting, fornicating, committing adultery, those sins, he said, he don't care nothing about you eating, not eating or drinking, and or having sex in the daytime. He said, your fast is not accepted. So fasting is not just abstaining from food, eating, and sex. It's abstaining from all things that are ungodly, all things bad. Almighty God Allah says in the Holy Quran, it's like a revelation for all people, he said he's good. Yeah. And he said he only accepts that which is good. So don't think you can do something bad and ascribe it to Allah and say Allah says all right, because you're telling a lie. And I've heard Muslims say things about Allah, so it says, all right to do this, all right to do that. And they were telling a bold-faced lie. And my mother taught me, even as a child, when people lie on God, stay with them around them people, because when he descends his wrath on them, if you're with them, you're going to get his wrath also. So I try to stay away from people who lie on Allah, the creator. They are called coffers and hypocrites. These are rejecters of faith. And they want to pull everybody down in the misery, the pit of hell, of misery and torment with them, you see. And so they lie so that you will think, but look at what they do. They'll tell the truth, and then they'll mix like you when you're mixing food, because I'm a cook. They'll mix the lie in with the truth so you can't see the lie. And you think you eating some good food, and when you eat that food, you don't eat that poison that's mixed in with it. So to avoid that, you got to learn to get to know Allah, your creator, for yourself. You can have a teacher, but you got to make sure your teacher is following the Quran and the Sunnah, the Hadith of the Prophet Muhammad. And the only way you're going to know that,
You got to know and understand the truth that's in the Arabic language, in the Holy Quran. You got to know that. Get your teacher to teach you that, the truth in the Quran, give you an understanding, and then you'll know what Hadith is authentic, what the Prophet said, what he didn't say, and you'll know the life he lived because his life was the Quran. That's what his wife Aisha said. She said his life was the Quran. So you Muslims and you people of the world, if you want to bring this world back from on the brink of total self-destruction, come back to the remembrance that you're not created an independent creature, but you have a creator that you have to answer to, and that he's created a way of life for you to live that's a good life, a life of justice, one for others, the good you enjoy for yourself, and that there can be no justice for anybody until there's justice for everybody. Freedom for everybody or freedom for nobody. Almighty God, Allah said he created all people equal. Equal. You know what equality means? It means justice. It means that if you got $10 and I'm your brother, huh? And you want for me what you want for yourself, you give me five of those dollars. It means that if you see people suffering around you and you got a lot of money, you can attend to those people need, they're hungry. You got enough money to feed 100 hungry people, but you won't spend that money to feed them. You say to about them, I got mine, let them get there. That's not godly. That's a cheat in you. That's the devil in you. That's evil in you. That's the devil in you trying to destroy other human life. You're a tool of the devil. Almighty God also says, Allah says that spendthrift, those who love to just spend money just loosely, not on things that they need or other people need, but just to get what they want, just to waste money. They got enough money to buy other people houses, but they'd rather spend $2 million and get a big house, enough for about 25 people to stay in, but ain't but two people staying in it, or even one in a lot of cases. So much injustice in the world today. And you'll never have peace in the United States or on this earth until justice prevails. And it's going to prevail because all those who fight against justice are going to hell right now and in the hereafter. So this is a warning. All you so-called rich people, maturely, you better start giving up that wealth and helping to make the world a better place. Because if you don't, that wealth going to be your destruction in this world and the world to come in the earth and the hellfire. That wealth, Almighty God say, Allah say, going to be fuel in the hellfire to burn you up forever and forever. And he say he's going to tie that wealth around your necks on the day of judgment like a twisted collar. And you're going to be begging, oh, please take it, take it. It's like you're being choked at death, take it. So why not give it up now so these things won't have to happen to you people, all you so-called wealthy people maturely? Yes, this is all about Ramadan, self-restraint, self-control, one for your brother, what you want for yourself. During this month, we don't eat in the daytime, daylight hours from sunrise to sunset. We don't eat or drink. We don't have sexual intercourse with our wives. We're abstaining from our natural needs, man. We got to drink as human beings to survive. And we got to have sex to procreate. And we got to drink water to sustain our body. But all of these things are to sustain and carry on our physical life as an animal on earth. Almighty Allah given us Ramadan to teach us not only to abstain from these physical things for physical reason benefits, but the greatest is for to abstain from these things to purify our souls so that we can gain our spiritual life back and keep our spiritual life so that when we die and lose our body in the material thing, we can gain our immortal soul with him again like we were in the beginning of time in heaven. So at this time, I do want to get back over to the co-host and let her have some comments. And if no one wants to come on, we'll continue to just share what Allah put in us with you all through this beautiful, blessed greatest month of all months, Ramadan, is better than 1,000 months. Peace be unto you. As-salamu alaykum.
As-salamu alaykum, and peace be unto you again. Thank you, Imam Shahid Shabazz. I see that we still don't have any guest speakers today. Usually we have at least a couple of people speaking, but we always have that day when nobody is ready to come on. In the audience, if anybody's out there who has a word or two to say, I want to ask a question. Push the number one button. Push your number one button. You will show up on our switchboard, and we'll be glad to have you come on and give us some feedback. We're always looking to know what the people are thinking, how they're enjoying the show, what it is that they feel like we can improve on. So if there's anything that you would like to say at this time, push the number one button, and we'd love to hear from you. Again, I want to remind you that you're listening to the radio broadcast show of Imam Shahid Shabazz. Today's title, The Month of Ramadan is Better Than 1,000 Months. And we will be discussing Ramadan throughout the month of Ramadan. We have about 2 weeks to go now, I believe, in Ramadan. And we will be bringing to you discussions related to the month of Ramadan. And we want to remind you people that the month of Ramadan should be every day. We should be working and getting it together every day. We have too many signs that are on us now, too much destruction going on. Even the storms are worse than ever. They are taking lives and properties like never before. Never we have storms now. All kinds of catastrophes are upon us like never before. Every day we pick up the paper, there's something different going on. And the murdering of our young men is really horrendous. This is to definitely be a warning sign, parents, a warning sign to us that we need to get together. We need to come together and stop this destruction of our youth, our young boys like this, and stop sitting at home gossiping and talking about it, or just marching the streets. We need to go down to the courthouses together in unity. We need to seek ways or walk the streets. We're going to walk through every day until something is done, until this police brutality stops. This is supposed to be the most educated time, and it seems to be the least educated time of period that we're living in history. The police should have modern, up-to-date equipment and ways of capturing someone who's doing wrong without having to pull a gun at all. This is outrageous. And we need to have it stopped. You can invent everything Martin. Martin this, Martin that, Martin the other. But you can't invent a Martin way of being able to capture the brother, a sister that's doing wrong without shooting them in the back, shooting them in the head, shooting them somewhere and killing them. That doesn't make sense. And it's deliberate. And we need to do something about it seriously. We need to call our so-called leaders together and have them to get serious on the case of saving their own race of people, their own young men. It's not about individuals. It's about one humanity. It's about us as a race of people. And we need to understand that and become more serious instead of trying to be a show, instead of trying to talk our way into being noticed with flowering words to each other that's meaning nothing because nothing is falling behind them. So right now, I want to again remind you that you're listening to the radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, which comes on every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. If there's anybody in the audience that would like to give a comment or ask a question, push your number one button. You will show up on the switchboard, and we'll be glad to hear you. And now, if there's no one who wants to come on, I will give the phone back to Imam Shahid Shabazz and turn it over to him again to complete today's discussion.
Assalamu alaikum. This is what I want to say to the listening audience. You know, I know that a lot of you might not have nothing to say. I know that you might just want to listen
Some of you might even want to scrutinize me to see if I know what I'm talking about. That's all right. I'm not angry with you. You know why? Because you're entitled to do that if you want to. But I want to say to you all that this is not a message from me. I don't know anything. Allah is the creator. He's all-knowing. You all don't know nothing. But what I have been blessed to do over about 60 years is to, it's been hard. Wrestle with myself through the grace and mercy of Allah to gain enough self-control where he could use me. You know, Allah can't use you. You can't serve Allah until you gain self-control. And Allah said he have given us the institution of fasting that we may learn self-restraint, self-control. Same thing. And so I want to say that to you all, and I want you all to know that, life is precious. Life is valuable, and life is sacred. And to take life without just cause is a sin, a major sin that will get you into hell. Because when you think of life, any life, you think of Allah. Allah is life. So why would a black want to kill a white, or a white want to kill a black, or a Jew, or so on, a race want to kill another race? That's not natural. The natural order that Allah created in all people is love, his love, love for one another. Why he say he created us in the Quran, he say this, as nations and races and tribes, that we might get to know and love one another and not hate or despise one another. And he say the most honored of us, the one that he most favored among us, is he or she that is the most conscious of their duty, their responsibility to do good and obey his divine good and righteous and just will on this earth, you see. So, people, time is running out fast. We don't have a long time now. Evil is running rapid. It's like a wildfire. And you see, it's going to come to you, though, next. And visit you if you don't have taqwa, if you don't have the consciousness of Allah, the God creator living in you, and try to live by his righteousness so he will protect you from evil, evil going to get you soon. I shared that with my son last night. He was with me living a righteous life, and then he left me, and immediately the devil got him and got in his head, his heart, and had him doing evil. And I told him, son, last night, I see your death. I see your death now. And he said, I know, Dad. I see it too. I'm just weak, but I got to fight. I got to get back to you, because if I don't, I see my death. And I say, don't just think about the consequences here. You getting killed physically here. Think about the hellfire that you're going to be tormented in after you die and you're resurrected for judgment. It's in the Quran, and it's described in the Holy Quran about the hell and the torments of the hellfire more than any scripture book on the planet Earth, you see. And Almighty God Allah say for you Muslims, too, that, you know, there's many ways you can fast, get the blessings of the fast during Ramadan. Allah says one thing to his prophet Muhammad for us. He said, every time you look upon your mother with love and mercy and justice, he said he will reward you, grant you a reward of being able, and I'm not mistaken on this, of a reward to get you into paradise. Yeah, that's how important that is, to love your mother. It's so much that Allah said paradise lies at the foot of the mother. He also says that in the Quran, Allah says, reverence me, Allah, your God and Lord who created you. And he says, reverence the wombs that bore you, your mother, for he ever watches over you, people. And you see people today don't have respect for their mothers. And mothers don't just mean your birth mother, but it means have respect for all women. I mean, today, you see, most men are males. They treat women like they're a sex object. And unfortunately, most women, they treat themselves, too, like they're a sex object. Right? You got women that will say, because the men are not treating us right, we're going to go get us a woman because she's a woman and she know how we feel and our emotions and how we should feel. So we'll get us a woman instead of a man. And so they say in the United States, especially leading in this mass June insane mentality, we don't want no man for nothing but, money. You know, all he can do is give me some finance. I don't need no romance from you. I get that from the woman. You just give me the finance. Insane. You got the men saying that I'm tired of the women. They are not satisfying me. They like to argue too much. And, they don't want it. I don't want to deal with them. I'm just tired of them. So I'm going to try a male. And then you got those that are bisexuals. They say, well, you know, since I like to have sex with women, and I like to have sex with men too, so I'm going to just go both ways. And then one young lady said, you got another terminology, and this really was hilarious, but she was telling the truth. She said, you got most people, they're trisexual. That means they're trisex with a dog, a sheep. You ain't got to be human. They're trisex with anything, you see. So you got a world of insane people. You need to know you're insane before you can at least attempt to make a comeback to your sanity. And you become insane when you forget Almighty God Allah. Allah keeps us sane, people. And the month of Ramadan will help you gain your sanity back so that we can change the world. In this world today, too, I would like to say in the United States of America, don't look at the incidents of racism being leveled on black people by white people, so-called white people, and think that all white people are bad. You have a lot of good Caucasian so-called white people in this country and around the world that now they are more concerned about black people killing black people, and they are more concerned about white people in this government killing and genociding black people than even black people are. Yes, that's what I see. So African Americans, you need to stop waiting on other people to save you and learn to follow your own creator, Allah, his truth, and save yourself. And as was said earlier, you can't help another person until you first help yourself. You certainly can't help other people in the human race until you first help your race. You hear African American people talking about how they hate Mexicans. They done come over here and took our job. They hate these people. They done come over here and took our job. Why, you see Mexicans and other races in the United States working together. They support their own businesses. We black people, African Americans, so-called Negroes, been here over 500 years. We used to help ourselves back in the 60s. We had our own jobs, own stores, everything. What happened? What happened to change you from doing for self and started looking for the white man? Are you the same one who made you work in slavery for nothing? Now he ain't got you working for slavery now. The minimum wage, it's a damn shame. I'm saying it that way. And listen, I mean it that way. For this damn time, the minimum wage to be $7, and I worked for the minimum wage about 35 years ago. It was about $3 then. And from 35 years, it ain't number $4 more, and the cost of living is outrageous. You know this government here ain't no democracy. This government is nothing but the biggest hypocrisy in the world. With President Obama in there, he can't change the government. It's the people that change the government. But all the people have to work together. But you black people, you can't work with other people until you work with yourself. This is Ramadan. This is truth. Ramadan is every day, every month. The truth has to be told every day, every month. We have to abstain from things that cause us to hate ourselves, black people, and love other people who don't love us. You have all of these African Americans that's got money now, big money, and when they were poor, they work with other black people, help them out, share with each other. When they got rich or so called famous, they forgot who they was. They like O.J. Simpson. They simply just turn away from the black people
A black woman is no longer good for me, good enough for me. A black man is no longer good enough for me. I got to get me a white one. And now white people will accept me into their race. Most black people, your problem is white people don't want you here, and you begging them to accept you as one of them, to accept you as American, to accept you as white, and they keep telling you, you're a nigger, you'll never be white. And I don't care how many babies you get by a white woman, I don't care how much money you make with white people, to most white people, you'll always be a nigger. You might not like that, but you ain't got to like it. You're going to keep living it until you change and start loving who you were created, huh? And understanding that until you love yourself and respect yourself and you can produce for yourself like white people produce for themselves, Mexican produce for themselves, Japanese in this country produce for themselves, and all other ethnic groups, they produce for themselves, they support their own businesses. We, black people, time we make money, we take our money out of our community and go spend it in other people's community. We allow them to come in our community and set up liquor stores to kill us, set up stores with pork in it to kill us with all the bad food, all the bad stuff. And then we wonder why our neighborhoods have gone down. We don't have no neighborhoods. How can you have a neighborhood when you don't even have no unity and love amongst yourself, when you don't have no love enough for yourself to build up your own neighborhood like other people are supporting themselves, their own businesses, and building their own neighborhoods? And where they ain't stingy like most African Americans are stingy, niggardly with each other. They get something, they won't share. They get a good idea to help make it better for themselves, they won't share with other black people. Why, you know what this is, African-American people? It's modern-day, 21st century psychological slave mentality, the carryover of slave mentality, what slavery did to us. It taught us to hate ourselves. It divided us amongst ourselves, where we would say, oh, Negro, I got mine, you get yours. That's slave mentality. And to hate yourself, I don't want no black woman. I don't want no black man. I want a white woman. I want a white man. That's slave mentality. That's slave mentality. Other races around here loving their own self. And you black people around here talking about our conditions are bad because of the white man. No, it's bad because of y'all hate yourself, because of your self-hatred from slavery. Yeah, that's what it is. Learn to love yourself. And when you love yourself, you value yourself. You see? So, you know, we are about ready to conclude this talk, but we hope that you all will understand that, you know, that's another thing. We need dialogue. This program is not just for us. Are you all listening? You need to come out of your shell. How are we going to solve problems if we don't talk about the problem? One sister said all problems are solvable by communication. But if you don't communicate, how are you going to solve your problem? How are you going to get to know each other if you don't communicate with each other? How are you going to get to know that black people ain't just as good as anybody else if you don't communicate with your brother and your sister? You see them doing something wrong, you're ready to condemn them. But you see a white person kill 9 people, and they let them out, and they acquit them and let them go free. Oh, that's all right. They give you a little money and tell you to set up a fund for the blacks that been killed. You accept that kind of stuff. Instead of saying, no, you got to change the law now. No more of this here. Change the law. Law run everything. So your black people got to come together. If you don't, you ain't going to survive much longer, I can tell you that. And you got to come together, and you need to do it while President Obama's in there. Not because he's black, but because he is a man that's conscious of the needs of all people, and he don't neglect his people and just go try to help everybody else. He's trying to help his people, too, where the majority of other presidents have only tried to help white people. That's right. So this man is trying to help us. But in order for him to help us, we got to help ourselves. stop hating on each other. Stop killing each other. And go back to God. Start looking for Allah in your heart. Make up in your mind, make up in your heart to stop hating yourself today and start loving yourself. And like I shared with one young man out yesterday in my dawah or missionary work, spiritual work, he failed in school. I said, you may have failed in school, but don't let that get you down. There's another school called the School of Life. And if you pass the test of the School of Life, that's all that matters, because these academic schools they got, the white men got, is set up for you to fail anyway in life. So don't worry about that failure in school academics being taught by the devil's people, the so-called white men, or white people who are devils. Learn, accept the school, the university of the universe, of the universe of God, creator Allah. His universe speaks to us every day and teaches us how to live. This body he gives us and mind he gives us, he speaks to us every day if we would only take our focus off other things and focus on him inside of us, his voice. And then we can come back to our right mind. So during this holy month, we hope all Muslims will come back, submit to Allah with sincerely, so you can come out of this craziness that you've been into all year long. Undress it. Fornicating like it's a part of the law of Allah. Committing adultery like it's a part of the law of Allah. Lying like it's a part of the law of Allah. And know that these things are all ungodly. You Muslims I'm talking to now, you're supposed to be example for other people. But how can you be examples for other people, moral examples, when you don't have no morals yourself? So people, I'm going to conclude with this by saying I pray that Allah bless you all to understand, again, that this program is not just for me and the co-host, but it is for all people who are conscious of the fact that the human race is about to be annihilated, not just black people, and if we don't change it, it will not change by itself. And the only way we can change it, we have to change our moral and spiritual disposition and realize we're not independent, but we're dependent on the Creator, Allah, who can only help us through His grace and mercy to change ourselves back to good and change the world back to a good, just, and righteous world. I greet you at this time, people, in the greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum. Co-host.
Yes.
The co-host will come back now, people. I greet you in the greetings of peace. I've said what Allah wanted me to say today, and I hope He's pleased with me and forgive me if I said anything contrary to His will. Amen.
Assalamu alaikum. We want to thank you, our radio listening audience, for joining us again today for the radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz. May Allah bless you for your patience. We pray that we brought to you a message that will heal you, that will help you, and that you can pass on to others to help them, to help us to think again, and to help us not just to sit and think about it, to get up and do something about making things better for ourselves and better for humanity. Again, you have been listening to the radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. Join us again next Sunday, the same time, 10:30 a.m. to 12:30. You can come on any time and stay as long as you want. You don't have to listen the whole 2 hours, and you don't have to come on at the beginning. But try to listen long enough to get some understanding, to get the message, and you, so that you can comment. We want some comments from you. We want some feedback from you. And in order to do that, you need to come on and listen long enough to know what the discussion is going to be about on the air for that particular day. So again, thank you, all of you, our radio broadcast listening audience, for joining us today. And it is just about time for us to end today's broadcast. Pray that you will join us again next Sunday, and when you join us next Sunday, make sure you have brought a guest along to someone else. If you spread the word, pass the word, and have someone else to listen in on our radio broadcast with you. This is now, I will turn it back over to Imam Shahid Shabazz, so that we might close out the broadcast for today. And we will be with you again next Sunday. Imam Shahid Shabazz, we ready to close out now with a prayer?
Yeah, we can. Peace be unto you all. We close out with this prayer, just the opening prayer of the Holy Quran, the final revelations for all people of the world. It's the prayer that said that when you say this prayer, you complete most of your reading of the Holy Quran. It's called the often repeated prayer, and it's called the Grand Quran. So this prayer is actually called the whole Quran itself, you see. So I want you all to just, in your souls, say it along with me. I'm going to say it in Arabic and translate it into English to let you know what I'm saying. For those of you who don't understand this particular prayer in Arabic, we begin, people. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim waddallin. Amin. With the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, all praise is due to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer, the ruler of all the worlds, most gracious, most merciful, master of the day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom God has bestowed thy grace and favor, those whose portion is not wrath, and who go not astray. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And assalamu alaikum to you. Again, I want to thank you for joining us this morning for our radio presentation of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. Join us again next Sunday. Have a great day for all of you. And until next Sunday, I want to thank you.
We're your friends. Your friends. We're your neighbors.
We're your neighbors.
And we lend a hand.
Lifting hands.
And God favor.
God
favor. Your friends.
Your friends.
We're your neighbors.
We're your neighbors.
And we lend a hand.
You know, it seems like we've all been conditioned by calendars and dates.
Won't you hear me sing?
But there's no time.
No, no time.
To give love.
To give love.
And not hate.
Just give love.
And if we could just embrace our difference, there'll always be something.
There'll always be something.
You know, each soul has its own goal, but to him, we all must be.